No new locally transmitted COVID-19 cases were reported Sunday across the Chinese mainland. The National Health Commission says 22 confirmed cases reported Sunday were from outside the mainland. By the end of Sunday, 2,300 imported cases have been reported on the mainland. Most of them have been discharged from hospitals after recovery, and 202 remain hospitalized. Track laying for the Beijing Xinwan Inner City Railway has been completed. The Inner City Railroad links Xinwan New Area in neighboring Hebei Province with urban areas of the Chinese capital, including the Beijing Daxing International Airport. With a design speed of 350 km per hour, the stretch from the Daxing Airport to Xinwan is expected to open at the end of this year. China announced plans to establish the Xinwan New Area in 2017 to relieve Beijing of functions now essential to its role as China's capital. The United States and Russia will start the second round of nuclear disarmament talks on Monday. U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Arms Control Marshall Blainsley and Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Yabukov will meet for the second time in Vienna. The two-day negotiations convene experts from both sides who have dealt with military doctrines, potential threats, and questions of verification at the end of July. The first round of disarmament talks ended with no tangible results in late June, as the new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or New START, will expire in several months. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country is working on allowing direct flights to fly over Saudi Arabia to Dubai and Abu Dhabi. Netanyahu made his remarks while touring Ben Gurion's international airport on Monday. He says the flight will be around 3 hours and expects the new route will boost tourism. Japan's economy shrank an annual rate of 27.8% in April to June, the worst contraction on record, as the coronavirus pandemic slammed consumption and trade. The Cabinet Office reports that Japan's preliminary seasonally adjusted real gross domestic products, or GDP, fell 7.8% quarter-on-quarter. The annual rate shows what the number would have been if continued for a year. The latest quarterly figures saw the world's third-largest economy post negative growth data for a third straight quarter. The figures also marked the largest contraction in 40 years since the April to June quarter of 1980, when comparable data became available. The Cabinet Office's preliminary figures also show the exports of goods and services tumbled 18.5% as global demand for Japanese automobiles and related parts wane amid slumping global demand. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has postponed the general election to October 17th as the country tackles a new outbreak of the coronavirus.
At the end of last week, I was advised that this date is achievable and presents no greater risk than had we retained the status quo.
The election had been scheduled to be held on September 19th, Johns Hopkins University says COVID-19 deaths have surpassed 170,000 in the United States. The university also says the number of infections tops 5.4 million across the country. The state of New York has recorded the most deaths across the U.S., with over 32,800 fatalities. It's followed by New Jersey, California, and Texas. The United States has registered the highest COVID-19 cases and deaths of any nation, accounting for more than 20% of the global fatalities. India's number of reported fatalities from the coronavirus has crossed 50,000. India now has the fourth most reported fatalities from the virus in the world, behind the United States, Brazil, and Mexico. India's number of confirmed coronavirus cases also crossed 2.6 million on Monday.